Arkansas lawmakers and Christian groups defend the state's Ten Commandments law as it faces a federal court challenge. Also, Jonesboro breaks ground on a new airport terminal to replace the one destroyed in the 2020 tornado. And Truman's police chief announces his resignation to take a college teaching position. Those headlines and more coming up on KASU News for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas lawmakers and Christian advocacy groups are defending the state's new Ten Commandments law, even as it faces a federal court challenge. At a state Capitol press conference Tuesday, the law's co-sponsor, Republican Heber Springs Representative Alyssa Brown, called the measure a reflection of American history and law.
And an Obama-appointed judge's ruling on that does not change the truth that American history and its founding of our law shows that the Ten Commandments is a part of that.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas sued to block Act 573, which requires a historical representation of the Ten Commandments in every public school, classroom, and certain government buildings. John Williams with the Arkansas ACLU told KARK the law violates the First Amendment and imposes a state-sanctioned version of the Ten Commandments on people who may not recognize it or interpret it differently. Supporters of the law point to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which they say bolsters the law's constitutionality. David Barton is the founder of the conservative Christian group Wall Builders. He said the Ten Commandments have a long place in American education.
The very first textbook published in American schools was in 1690, the New England Primer. It was a first grade textbook, and in that first grade textbook, it starts with 40 questions on the Ten Commandments.
All audio is courtesy of member station Little Rock Public Radio. The law remains in effect in most Arkansas schools, though a federal judge has blocked enforcement in four Northwest Arkansas districts while the lawsuit proceeds. Supporters have not ruled out appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawmakers have approved $20,000 in private donations to construct a monument at the Arkansas State Capitol. The State Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission voted on the funds Tuesday for what legislation calls the Monument to the Unborn. Lawmakers passed the measure in 2023 to mark the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade, which made most abortions illegal in Arkansas. Officials said construction had been on hold without a funding source. Jonesboro officials have broken ground on a new commercial terminal at the municipal airport, replacing the facility destroyed by the EF3 tornado in March 2020. The $6 million building will be more than 13,000 square feet with expanded passenger amenities, food service, and upgraded TSA accommodations. Jonesboro Municipal Airport Manager George Jackson told Content Partners K8 that the terminal will help position the airport for growth.
It's going to help us expand in the future. It's going to be a larger, more modern building with a lot more capabilities than we've had in the past. So we're really excited and looking forward to the growth.
The project is partially funded by a federal grant from the Economic Development Administration. Truman Police Chief Jonathan Redman is stepping down after more than 4 years leading the department. At Tuesday night's City Council meeting, Redman announced he will leave later this month to take a teaching position at Black River Technical College in Pocahontas.
This decision has not come lightly. As much prayer and reflection, I believe the Lord is leading me in a new direction. My time here has been exceptional, and I want to make it clear that this change comes without any ill will toward the City of Truman, the Police Department, or the Mayor.
Mayor J. Paul Woods said while it's difficult to see Redman leave, he supports his decision. The audio is from the City of Truman's YouTube channel. Redman's resignation is effective August 29th. If a new chief is not hired by then, Assistant Chief Lenny Becker will serve as interim. Also at the meeting, the council approved applying for a $100,000 state grant to add playground equipment at the Truman Sports Complex and relinquished city rights to an unused strip of land, allowing adjacent property owners to take possession. Next, inspectors find troubling safety issues at an Arkansas meat processing plant. We'll have more after the break.
I'm KASU station manager Mark Smith. Like many small rural stations across the country, congressional action to eliminate funding for public media sends KASU and all public radio into an uncharted future. But we remain certain about our mission and our commitment to you and to our community. You can help through contributing at kasu.org/give. As we navigate the path ahead, your continued partnership and financial support is crucial. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
In documents originally obtained by the Associated Press, federal inspectors earlier this year found rusted welds, cracked equipment, and a damaged oil browner table at Boar's Head's Forest City, Arkansas plant. Problems similar to those tied to a deadly listeria outbreak at the company's Virginia plant in Jarrett. That plant closed last year after the contamination killed 10 people and sickened dozens. But the AP reports the Jarrett facility is set to reopen in the coming months after inspectors cleared it following a thorough review. Inspectors also found similar issues at another Virginia plant in Petersburg and one in Indiana. Five men have pled guilty to a deadly 2023 concert shooting in Newport. Arkansas State Police say the February 5th shooting at the former Branch High School killed 19-year-old Tamriana Jarrett of Augusta and injured several others. Those convicted are Tashawn Landers, Stephen Dye, Dedrick Robinson, Aaron Warren III, and Richard McGee. Sentences range from 7 years probation to 55 years in prison. The case ends a two-year investigation by state police and Newport police. The trial of an Arkansas man charged with killing a man he says sexually assaulted his daughter last year has been postponed. Aaron Spencer of Carlisle was set to appear in court on August 8th for shooting Michael Fosler in 2024. Spencer told police Fosler had kidnapped his daughter. Spencer told police that he had to kill Fosler after Fosler attempted to attack him. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that at the time of his death, Fosler was out on bond after being arrested and charged with multiple felony counts of sexual assault and possession and distribution of child pornography. Spencer's hearing is now set for December of this year. The attorney for a Tennessee man who said he was hurting so bad during his lethal injection last week says his implanted defibrillator did not shock him during the execution. Byron Black's attorney, Kelly Henry, said that her team received an initial evaluation of the data from his implantable cardioverter defibrillator during Black's execution. She said the ICD information eliminates one possible cause for Black's comments about pain. Former FBI and CIA Director William H. Webster has died at the age of 101. His family announced his death on August 8th. Webster is a Missouri native who was the only person to lead both the FBI and the CIA. He was known for restoring public trust at both agencies. Former President George W. Bush called him, quote, a model public servant. Webster began his career as a lawyer and federal judge in St. Louis. A memorial service is planned in Washington on September 18th. West Arkansas residents will soon have a new health care resource. Last week, Mercy Fort Smith officials broke ground on a new cancer center. The $41 million facility will be attached to the hospital's existing cancer care area. Concept Partners Talk Business and Politics report that the center will feature 20,000 square feet of new space and is expected to be open to patients by early 2027. In amateur golf, yesterday, the son of two-time major champion John Daly is moving on at the U.S. Amateur. The first round of match play at the Olympic Club saw Arkansas senior John Daly II win only one hole in a one-up win over Cooper Claycomb. The other 17 holes in that match were halved. That's all for KASU News. Music provided by 2B Studio. You can find more stories online at kasu.org. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for KASU News on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.